The borough of Wrangell is suing the hospital's former CEO, Noel Sell Ray, and six of the recalled board members. They are seeking the return of the $520,000 paid to Sell Ray as a portion of his severance package. KSTK's Ann Hillman has more.
In March of 2012, the Wrangell Medical Center's elected board voted to change the CEO's contract to provide him with a $1.2 million severance package. Less than 3 months later, the community voted to recall eight of the nine board members. One day after the recall election, the board met for a public meeting. Though the matter was not on the agenda for that evening, at the end of it, the board voted to terminate Noel Sell Ray's contract. According to a complaint filed by the borough against Sell Ray and the six recalled members who were present at the meeting, the recalled board members forced the acting CEO to immediately write a check for more than $520,000 to Sell Ray. The next day, the former board chairperson told the acting CEO to cancel the check and to wire the money directly. The borough contends that the defendants acted wrongfully on many counts. First, they contend that by paying Sell Ray immediately, they breached clauses in his contract. His contract stated that he could not receive severance pay until the 60th day after his termination and until he signed an agreement not to sue the city. Additionally, the board did not follow proper protocol. No motion was ever made to pay him immediately, nor was it discussed at a public meeting. The borough also argues that amending the former hospital CEO's contract to provide such a large severance package goes against the Alaska State Constitution. The Constitution says that public funds, such as those used to pay hospital staff, cannot be used for personal benefit. The severance package would therefore be seen as an illegal private gift. Wrangell Mayor Jeremy Maxson says the borough decided to pursue legal action against Sell Ray and the six recalled board members who were present at the meeting to protect the community.
The city and borough and the borough assembly take very seriously our responsibility to protect public assets and the public interest. And that court filing was one step in ensuring that we are in fact doing that with regard to the hospital board's actions and the administrator's contract.
Most of the seven defendants either declined to comment or could not be reached, except former board member Sylvia Edifaw.
I think the city is wasting city resources and city time. I think they're upset because of the severance package that Noel got. And in trying to recoup some of the money for the severance package that Noel got, they find this as a way of strong-arming a return.
The borough is suing for the return of the nearly $521,000 and for legal fees. The board members would be individually and jointly liable for the full amount. For KSTK, I'm Ann Hillman.